Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 8th January. Top stories for today. The Special Committee on COVID-19 Vaccine Supply Access Guarantee is in the process of fine-tuning the COVID-19 National Vaccination Plan, which will be available for all Malaysians. Health Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Adam Barber said the matter was discussed at the JKJAV meeting, which he jointly chaired with Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Kari Jamaluddin yesterday. Dr. Adam, through his official Facebook posting, said the meeting also discussed the next course of action to be taken by the government in acquiring the Pfizer-BioNTech, AstraZeneca vaccines and vaccine supply from COVAX. Human Resources Minister Datuk Sri M. Saravanan said employers are required to provide quarantine centres to isolate their foreign workers who are confirmed COVID-19 positive. In a statement issued today, he said the employers are also required to bear the medical costs as well as to see to the welfare of the foreign workers during the quarantine period. They should also report to the Ministry of Health immediately if any of their foreign workers are found positive with COVID-19. State Environment and Health Committee Chairman R. Vidyanathan said the drastic increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in Johor is a result of voluntary screening by employers on foreign workers since last December. Based on the field investigation by the Johor Health Department, the reasons behind the detection of new cases among industrial workers were due to their movement to the red zones outside the states as well as their non-compliance with the new SOPs. The flood situations in several states are getting worse with a sudden increase in the number of victims evacuated to temporary evacuation centres this morning. To date, the total number of flood victims evacuated to PPS in Pahang, Terengganu, Kelantan, Perak and Johor and Sabah has reached 50,000 people. Japan declared a limited state of emergency in the capital, Tokyo, and three neighbouring prefectures on Thursday to curb the spread of COVID-19. The one-month emergency would run from today to February 7th in Tokyo and Saitama, Kanagawa and Chiba prefectures, covering about 30% of the country's population, while restrictions would centre on combating transmission in bars and restaurants, which the government says are high-risk areas. Australia will require all international travellers to test negative for COVID-19 before boarding flights to the country, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Friday as it tightened travel rules to stop the spread of Britain's COVID-19 variant. Australia would also reduce by half the cap on international arrivals to some states until February 15th. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.